I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Yeah, man. Dude, I watched a fucking very dark film last night. Did you ever see Daredevil?
Dude, I hate it. The one with fucking Ben Affleck? Dude, that movie's so bad.
It's so funny. Oh, my God.
Isn't he like a blind lawyer?
Blind lawyer, but he can like see sonar, kind of.
Yeah.
If something's too loud, it fucks his vision up. But if there's a little bit of noise, he can see kind of. You can see like hot babes, basically. I'm like, yeah. Oh, you're so fucking hot. I was watching this. I was just kind of like, you know, me and Bay we're in the middle of some seismic relationship kind of shift. So we're obviously working it out. We're duking it out a little.
Yeah.
So come Sunday, dude, she's like, what do you want to watch? You know, we're in season 3 of Westworld, which I'm enjoying a lot. She's like, can we watch a...
Sorry. We watched... Thinking about that lady getting shot in the face. Dude, just at night, just like this, hitting somebody, and they're like... What the fuck?
Hey, watch the walls.
Just waking up, getting shot in the head.
Ow!
Yeah, and be like, God damn it! All right, so you're watching Daredevil with your... Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was just so beaten down by the weekend.
Good for you.
She's like, can we watch... She's like really into the character Elektra for some reason, who's Daredevil's girlfriend. And she's like, but you have to watch... She's like, in order to watch Elektra, you have to watch Daredevil. At this point, I'm on the couch. I'm going, Britt, oh.
Is it Halle Berry?
Turn it on. No. It's
Elektra?
Jennifer Garner, I'm going to say.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's...
Oh, my God.
Dude, so I'm watching Daredevil, and it's funny when... those movies, you can tell, are written by just like an absolutely embittered nerd. Because like you listen to the dialogue, and it's like, and that's what I'll remain forever in darkness, the Daredevil. like someone bullied. That's what happens.
Yeah.
If you bully too much, this is the result. Like you have to. Everyone has to watch the Daredevil, dude.
Yeah.
And that's what I remain forever, judging injustice and darkness.
Everybody thinks I'm actually weak, but I'm actually really super strong. I'm actually really smart. I'm a lawyer, but I'm also fucking blind. So everybody underestimates me, but I do super sweet karate, and then I fuck the prettiest girl who's also a superhero.
And her dad's a billionaire, and she also knows karate really well. Dude, it was so fucking funny just watching that entire movie and just thinking about the angry nerd who wrote this thing.
Yeah.
It was so, dude, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how just horrible this was, and how at the time Ben Affleck and dude, probably I would say some of it, his best work. Who's the Irish guy? Conor McGregor. Who's the guy?
Colin Firth.
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell, that's right.
Probably some of his best work is Bullseye.
Colin Farrell fucking rules.
Dude, I think I mean, between that and In Bruges. Bullseye. Do you know what I'm talking about? You know what Bullseye is?
Oh, man.
The guy who throws like toothpicks, like, I mean, now I never miss.
Oh.
Dude, it didn't even bother me. I just sat there and just kind of watched it and was just kind of like, I was actually kind of into it. The sonar shit was pretty tight.
Yeah.
Also, totally before any kind of epilepsy warnings. Like half the movie's in strobe light.
Yeah.
So and dude,
yeah, his vision. I do remember that. I remember what his vision looks
it's
like.
It's prime Evanescence time. So like everything, every cool part of that movie's timed to just like if this lady's training and like just slicing bags on the first slice, like save me from nothing. It's just Evanescence, dude. It's just a blind guy.
It's gotta be the worst movie ever.
Punching people to Evanescence, and I'm like, dude, the nerd rage on this is the FBI should investigate that.
Yes, we should be snitching on them.
I might call about the. Remember we called the fucking. We tweeted the fucking writer of that one video, the one movie.
Yeah, that movie.
The Gallows.
Yeah. The Gallows was terrible.
About people getting hung constantly.
At like a play.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
But
you should contact the... Actually, no. Don't contact anyone. Never mind.
Please don't. Never
mind. Just...
But that, dude, watching it, just prime Evanescence time of like, dude, Affleck was probably like, dude, I'm finally in the... This is my superhero movie.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, sucks. Fucking sucks. He's like, fuck.
Yeah, that's got to be tough. Like it's got to be tough.
Wasn't he Batman 2 for a while?
Yeah, but that was...
Before?
Decade later.
Oh, that was after... So that was his company. So he was the Daredevil first.
Who's Daredevil first? He's a little beefy for a Daredevil.
Well, the dad was beefy.
Yeah?
Was the Daredevil supposed to be skinny?
I think so. Well, Affleck's... I don't know.
He was stocky, dude.
He's got a decent Batman body.
Yeah, dude.
But...
I was checking out his back in Daredevil.
Yeah.
It's thick, dude.
Yeah.
He was taking a shower at one point, dude. I was like, this got a thick-ass fucking back like his daddy. His daddy jacked the devil, dude. But yeah, dude, that's what he, the ending's so funny. That's where I'll remain forever in darkness. Your guardian devil. Like,
your guardian devil? Oh, man.
Your guardian devil. You can almost hear at the end, it's kind of like a breathy, like...
Nobody will respect how cool I am and how powerful I am, but that's fine. I don't do it for anybody else. I do it for myself.
And justice.
I do it for you guys.
Justice.
And justice. I love justice.
Yeah, that was fun. That was
I have a bad movie to report as well.
What'd you got?
I watched News of the World, that new pedophile Tom Hanks movie.
What's the pedophile Tom Hanks up to?
He made a movie, and I was stoked on it. It was about the fucking engines, 1870s.
Oh, yeah.
I think
yeah.
It was loosely based on one of the ladies who had gotten kidnapped as a child from the Comanche.
Mm-hmm.
And her uncle actually like spent his whole life trying to get her back. They made a John Wayne movie about it. But then this one, I don't know. They just fucked it up. It was pointless.
Yeah.
It was pointless. And right when it started, I was like, you know, I was alone, so I was able to say things like this, but I was like, I know it's just going to be bad white guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's going to be a historical movie about white guys being evil.
Was Tom Hanks evil or like a
no,
good guy?
Tom Hanks. So they did the same thing they did in Greyhound, that movie where he was on, where he like befriended the cook,
yeah,
the black cook. At the beginning of this one, the way he finds the girl is she was, her, something got attacked with a black guy, and he got hung. And it said, like, whites only, he got like lynched. And then, Tom Hanks, like, it cuts to Tom Hanks, like, burying that guy and putting, like, a cross on his grave. And, like, yeah. It's like, he, and then later you find out he was a Confederate soldier. So it's like.
So he had his dark past.
So he was a Confederate soldier, but now he's like, everybody deserves respect. And it's like, beat it, movie.
Yeah.
Beat it. You don't need to show me that at the beginning. And then I was wondering, because it's a book, I wonder if that was in the book.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was, or if that was a little Hollywood, like...
A little razzle tat.
We need to make sure everybody knows he's a good Confederate soldier.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I wonder if...
I don't know if...
I think Tom Hanks might be getting typecasted as, like, a racially enlightened historical figure.
Exactly. That's like, exactly what this was.
This is wrong.
It was. It is the perfect Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah.
And at one point, he, like, starts a workers' riot. So his job is to read the news. That's his job.
Sure.
He goes town to town and reads the news, which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
But then the problems were so manufactured. Like right away, he finds this girl who's an Indian. He's trying to a white girl that was raised by Indians, and he's trying to like return her to her aunt and uncle.
Really?
Yeah. And right away, a gang of white dudes are like, "We need that child. We'd like that child for our own." So yeah. He's got to, like, fight them off. The evil white guys are like, come on, man, just give us the girl.
So the Comanches like, are like, here you go,
and
sir.
And the Comanches are, like, very honorable, noble people, just walking in the dark. But,
oh, this is your girl? Excuse us, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Take her back.
And then, so he kills the one guy. Then he goes, the next thing, they get ganged up on by another different group of white guys that are like, give us what's going on here. Over and over again, it's just white guys. Like,
and Tom Hanks is like, I love black people. Like, well, this has nothing to do with this.
Yeah,
just
no, every once in a while, the bad guys will be like, this is white's land only. And it's like, all right, shut up, dude.
He's just saying it to Tom Hanks.
Yeah, they keep saying it to Tom Hanks, and he's like, I don't like that.
There's just someone, like, it's like an 1870s settler who's like, show us the Pizzagate tapes, Tom Hanks. Yeah, he's like, yeah. Hey, I don't believe in that stuff. Let me get this girl back to safety.
But so this like guy who owns a buffalo company, so they're out, you know, hunting buffalo. He's got like, he's basically a tycoon in this town where he's like, he controls everything. He's the head of the thing. And he's like, when they get Tom Hanks and the girl, he asks Tom Hanks to read the news. Tom Hanks tells him what his job is. And he's like, here, read this news. And it's just about how great the guy is.
Nice.
It's like his own newspaper that he writes, and he wants to tell all the townspeople how great he is, so he gives it to Tom Hanks. And then, inexplicably, Tom Hanks refuses to read it and is just like, how about this story instead? And it's like a workers' union strike in Pennsylvania is the news he reads to the workers,
yeah,
who, of course, immediately break into a riot after 1 minute of hearing this. And the guy who's running the place is like, well, I just paid you to read the news that I gave you. Just read that. And he's like, I don't think so, Mr. Farley. And the guy's like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you fucking my shit up? For no reason.
Yeah. Just being a dick.
Just for no reason.
Yeah.
And then they escape. They kill the guy. They kill Farley.
Damn.
It's crazy.
They eat the rich.
They eat the rich also.
And then they're like, let's free the workers.
Yeah.
That is a funny, yeah.
Did the workers are black too.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
Did you hear Billy?
The only minorities in the movie are the workers for the Buffalo guy that Tom Hanks riles up into a probably a riot that got suppressed violently.
Yeah, dude. That's you know? A, I mean, that's yeah. a, that's just a sick – that's like the sick elite white fantasy, dude, of like – rolling around
champion
town.
The poor.
It's like, yeah, have obviously, they're like, what are poor white people up to? They're trying to rape little girls and shit. And they're like, we got to go, you know, like, go and like free, like, yeah. Oppressed minority workers. It's like, it's getting weird, dude. That's what.
It's a bummer. I was excited about the movie.
Did Billy tell you about the Anderson Cooper thing that happened?
No.
How Anderson came out and was like, and these losers that stormed the Capitol probably laughed about it in their crappy hotels. Like, what he named, what the fuck was the hotel? Holiday Inn. He's like, they're at their Holiday Inn, eating at their Olive Garden, and he had to come out shit. And apologize. Because, he basically looped two big corporations into, like...
Poor white trash.
Kind of fucked their identity. Yeah, first of all, like, made fun of poor people. No one talks about that. Yeah. And then, like, implicated two corporations, being like, these are for white trash.
Well, that's what everybody does when they're allowed to do it.
Yeah.
So if you're making... You can make fun of the poor if you know socially you're allowed to.
Yeah.
Like, if you're allowed to make fun of poor, you're allowed to make fun of poor white people. You can go on and be like, fucking eating at the Olive Garden, trash pieces of shit. Like, their little hatred comes out when, like, that lady got shot in the Capitol.
Yeah.
And everybody was so happy to be like, broke the law, you get shot. That's what happens. Yeah. It's like, whoa, dude, that's a weird precedent to all of a sudden believe in.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Once you're allowed to be like, good, I'm glad they fucking shot him. I wish they shot everybody down there. It's like... yeah. Whoa, that's a weird fucking way to feel.
Yeah.
I mean, just about ever.
Yeah, then you're my dad in 1992 talking about the Middle East. Like, they should bomb that whole fucking place.
Yeah, turn that fucking place into glass.
But yeah, that was it is funny how when they love the workers, and then they're like, who? Like, no, the workers are poor. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
Like, there's poor white ones?
Yeah, like, a lot of them have, a lot of the poor workers tend to have some pretty wild ideas that you guys are going to be pretty upset about.
Dude. Oh, we just touched feet. The
you're way out of line, dude. Whoa, what are your feet doing over here? I'm going straight past one.